This is a bonus Woman's View, and October is National Bullying Prevention Month. Joining me in studio is Gabriella Von Rey, whose mission it is to dare to be kind, and she's traveling around the country and is with us in Utah today. Gabriella, tell us your story, if you would.
Okay, so my story is that I was born at the Himalaya Mountain, at the foot of the Himalaya Mountain, and in a tiny little village that I can't even pronounce. But my birth mother brought me to a Catholic orphanage, hence the name Gabriella. And I spent the first 3 years of my life in Pakistan, in a place called Rawalpindi. And from there, I got adopted to the Netherlands, of all places. Yeah, a diplomatic couple came out of nowhere. I don't really know. But I was one of the lucky ones because I got out. And they changed the decree in Pakistan for one day to obtain a passport. So I always say, if this stranger that met a little tiny toddler in the orphanage in Pakistan had not taken it upon herself to pick up the ball of human kindness and give me a chance, I would still be in the orphanage. I would still be there. So a stranger took that kindness and said, we're going to give Gabriella home. And she did it. She got the passport. I got out and I got into the West. And there, no matter how beautiful this story sounds, it came with a price. I always say, everything you wish for in life sometimes comes with a price. Yeah. Because I wanted that family, right? I think every toddler, every foster child you ask, they want a family. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest gift. But once you have it, there comes a second part that we forget. And the second part is the ethnicity, the culture. We take away everything, right? We strip the person, literally, of that background. And so I always say a little bit on television and in schools where I talk, I say, I have one leg in the East and I have one in the West, and it is okay not to belong to either. And that's a novelty for anyone to hear, right? Even for you, right? This is
because new. Because that sounds to me like you might feel lost.
It looks like it feels lost, but I'm trying to teach we are us. So it's okay not to belong. See, we grow up wanting only one thing, belonging to a family, belonging in school, or belonging to a group. And when I say group, I mean sports, or it could be ballet. I love ballet, and it could be anything, but we want to belong. That's our main goal as children. And that comes with a price. And that's kind of what I talk about, because the price is conformity, right?
Yes.
So you have children that desperately try to be something they're not. So I did that. So I got bullied immediately at school. And I went, I'm Dutch, can't you see? And they went, no.
Because you look different.
Not really. Yes, they were all blonde like you. And tall.
Yeah.
And I stayed a shrimp because my parents said, you'll grow, Gabriella. Well, I did, but not that much. But the Dutch, and a lot of kids don't know, they are the tallest people in the world. They have surpassed the Scandinavians. And so it is incredibly funny to be actually that little. My mom always joked because I couldn't get the tea. Right? They're tea drinkers up there. And I just couldn't reach it. And my mom always said, she can put everything on the table except the tea.
So they bullied you from the time you were a child because of your ethnicity.
And also because we didn't know what adoption was. Today we live in a multicultural world. But back then, my teacher, when I said, I don't want to sit next to this child, my teacher, first of all, thought I was impolite by saying that. And I was very vocal, like I am still today. And I said to her, but I don't want to sit next to her. It's my cousin. And she'll tattletale for all the things I'm going to do.
Right.
And she just looked at me and thought, this little blonde, blue-eyed child cannot be her family. What is this child on about?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I tried to teach, is that we make these split-second judgments about who you are and what you are and in what group you belong.
Because of the way you look.
Yeah. And so I make this one comment to everyone. Take that deep breath, whether you're a child or an adult. Take the breath. Let it go in your head. It's just an opinion. But But don't let the opinion become a judgment. This is what I see on the news. This is what I see nonstop. Mm-hmm. Is it really important whether I like red or blue? Is it important for me to put someone else down by not liking what I like?
Some people would say yes, that that's the most important thing.
And I try to teach you it is not.
It is not.
It is okay to have the opinions. We won't say that it doesn't. Like, I can say this is cobalt blue, and someone else will say, well, it looks a little bit purple.
Yeah.
All that is fine. But to what is it that we teach our own children to push so hard to say, no, we are right, the other one is wrong? And if they see this in the home, and if they see this on television, and I'm so sorry to add the media to this, but they're part of our living room, right? If I have a toddler drawing in the book, whatever it's doing, it's hearing the television that's blaring in the background. And even if I mute, and I say this all the time, if I mute the television, yes, I see the aggression, mm-hmm. no matter that it's muted, because we speak with more than one thing. Mm-hmm. Tone and body language are so
yes.
important. The rolling eyes, just like we dislike it from our teenage children.
Yeah.
The people on the news do the same thing. I see the candidates do it. And I want to stay actually quite impartial here. They both do it. I would love America and the politician to pick up the ball of kindness.
Mm.
Because if we do not set the example, our future generation, these kids cannot learn.
I have said to my children before, Gabriella, if you are a success in every way, but you are not kind, then you are not a success.
Thank you. I love that.
This is the most important thing in your life. More than money, more than any other thing, this is the most important thing. And I don't even know if I've known why. I connect it to the most basic of human dignities, the most basic of human needs is kindness.
Well, I love that, of course, because we see eye to eye on this, or heart to heart.
Heart to heart.
For me, kindness is something that is innate. Yeah. We are born with it.
That's what
I say when I'm on stage. We're born with that kindness.
But
we forget it. And I tell you why. I give you the most silly explanation here, but it hits home to most people. You know, when we're in a restaurant and we see this young couple with a newborn baby, and it's like, you know, it's like 1 year old, and it's sitting on those, you know, those tables in a high chair, and we all look because we all remember how beautiful that age is. And the father or the mother plays with the toy and kind of pulls it out, gives it back, pulls it out, gives it back. That is teasing, yes?
Yes.
Okay, but the child learns right there and then, and this is the part we forget, it's mine. It's what the child learns, because it pulls the toy back and has this grumpy little face and says, no, mm-hmm. you're not going to do that. So it learns by our behavior that the first sentiment is to react. And so I believe that we create reactive human beings. I was taught from the moment I set my foot in the West to react because someone said I wasn't good enough.
Hmm.
When I was in Pakistan with all the orphans, nobody said anything
because
I was one of the crowd, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you stand out, suddenly you learn that there's something wrong with you. And I think when we learn that, and it's not always in words, it's in behavior. Behavior towards the child that's different. And when you know that you're not good enough, you're going to be reactive. And then we have two very clear situations. One child decides very early on, this was me, to be the victim. No matter how vocal I was still scared.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was scared. But I decided I'm gutsy and scared at the same time. So it was a funny combination.
Mm-hmm.
But most children decide to be scared without being vocal, okay? And the other child decides, you're not going to get me. I am going to preemptively strike you.
And that's the bully.
Yes, which we have now named in ever since 2000, you hear the word bully. I dislike the word so wholeheartedly,
really?
Amanda.
Why?
I have a new word.
What's the word?
Well, the reason I don't like the word is because everyone has tuned out on it, right? Everyone, you ask any child, ask your child tonight, your children, what do you think of the word bully? Look only, not at the words, look at their facial expressions. Mm-hmm. Look at the tone and the body language. And they go, It's already, they're not listening because they know what comes next. Yada, yada, yada. You have to help. You have to help. But nothing positive for them. Adults and children alike. Now comes my word, which is instigator. I'm the instigator of kindness, but I'm also the instigator of a little bit of trouble from time to time. I like stirring up things. Yes?
Yes.
So why not instigators? You're the instigator of bringing your values and interesting guests to your radio. That is what you're the instigator of.
Yes.
Yes, you are. And you want to be.
Right.
Wholeheartedly.
Yes.
So why can't we be both? Because the truth is, Amanda, I've been nasty in my life.
Oh, yes, I have too.
And I've been good. I've been both. So I don't want to be called a bully.
No.
I don't want to be called a victim.
Because I hate the word victim. I hate the word victim.
I haven't found a solution for that one yet. But give me some time. No. I'll find it.
I've worried that my children have been bullies. I've worried that. And I love what you said about how it comes. It's a different reaction to fear.
Yes. It is about fear. Fear is the one thing, Amanda, that we all have in common. It surpasses ethnicity, culture, religion, and gender. Mm. It has no home. It just exists, fear.
Well, you travel around the country, Gabrielle. What do you do?
Well, when I travel around the country, and especially during this National Bullying Prevention Month, I actually do all the schools for pro bono. Yeah, because I really want to be everywhere. So if a school, even if a school books me now and is for a little bit later, I will take my word and come back and do that pro bono for a school.
And
I
you
really
go,
will.
And you teach in front of the kids.
I teach kindness because I don't want to get stuck on the word bully or the victim. I do have a lot of analogies that help them cope. So cope with conformity, understanding words that are difficult. What is diversity? Right? Mm-hmm. That's a difficult word when you're 9 years old. So what is diversity? And the other day I was with itty bitties that are 5 and 6 and I explain it through M&Ms. So if they're really tiny and I say, I'm like you, you know, I like red M&Ms. And they all go, yeah, yes. Of course you do. Yeah. Because I walk around with a red scarf and I'm always with a red jacket. So they know. But I say, when you break that M&M with my teeth and I break it open, is there chocolate in there? Yes or no? Yes. So I said, if I leave the colors that I like the less, green and purple, am I going to eat them? Yes or no? And the whole audience screams, yes,
yes,
of course.
Yes,
chocolate.
Right.
Of course. But this is the problem. We leave the person that we think we dislike, but we don't dislike the person. We're just scared of them.
Right.
They're different. So the ball that I bounce everywhere that I call the ball of human kindness, that ball is one of us. It could be you, Amanda. Can be me. Can be a child. It's just, and I wanted to make people smile. And let's be honest, in America, what makes people smile? Sports.
Yes.
It's the one thing. So I want this symbol to bring happiness, not sadness.
I love the M&M analogy that we want to eat them all. They just look different on the outside. Kids will get that.
I will eat the red
ones. I got chills when you said that. Kids will get that.
They get it immediately.
What about for middle school kids? When you speak to middle school kids, what do you say to middle school kids? Do you mind if I ask you that?
Yeah, middle school kids, I say own your uniqueness. Because when my dad said, go back to the bully and tell them that you're Dutch, I remember thinking about how I'm going to do that. For your viewer that can't see me, I'm 4'11", brown skins, dark brown hair. I didn't look very Dutch. So I went back and I followed his advice because you're 3.5 years old. Your dad is smart. Well, my dad thought that that was the best solution. And our parents can only give the solution that they know, which was stand up for yourself. So I did. I went back. I had my head all the way high up and I said, can't you see I'm Dutch? And the whole group went, no. And they actually laughed. And you know what? I laughed too.
Yeah.
Because it was actually a little bit funny. But it's until I hit 40, that long, that's why I'm out there. I want to help people do this a little bit faster.
A little quicker.
I realized that the world is going to look a lot nicer if I don't have that stupid chip on my shoulder. So the chip on my shoulder was created because I hear these words that I dislike. And I go against the grain and I say, no, no, I am Dutch. Can't you see? And I'm one of you. No, I am not. I'm unique.
Yes, I am unique.
And so the middle school children, they often stand in line and they do two things. And they say, they call me fat. They call me gay. And so I say, well, for fat is fluffy. You go back and you say, I am fluffy. What's your problem? I'm fluffy.
Oh, that's beautiful. I got chills when
the
you said
kids
that.
Love it. They go, I've never thought that. But our advice is wrong because the kid goes to mom and the mom says, sweetheart, who says that? You're not fat.
Right.
But that's parents, please don't say that to your child. You put them between a rock and you paralyze
between
them because
truth. And yes, right.
And they don't know what to do. And now they have you to contend with. Because then they come home and the father says, beat them up. Mm-hmm. Father always says, beat them up. And if the kid can't do that. And for the gay children, please listen to me out there, parents. I say to the gay child that says this to me, that is between 7 years old and 13. Mm-hmm. I say these words. Have you ever had sex? And the kid goes, no. Oh my
not.
God, no, no.
Embarrassed, terrified.
What are you saying, Gabriella? And I go, so that means you don't know.
That means you
and
don't
then the
know.
Kid goes to me, it's that simple? I said, yes. And I am going to pound the pavement to your parents and every parent out there because we cannot make this shameful.
Right.
Already at 7 when they don't even know what
they
that is.
They don't know.
So it's our society that needs to pick up this ball of kindness because written on this ball it says, we as a society have dropped the ball on human kindness. We did. But let's pick it up. Let's make kindness a big deal. This campaign is going to last forever. This is not a one-time thing. So every month we take a different theme. Next month is National Adoption Month. So I'm going to go to foster care children. I'm going to go to juvenile halls where there are children that nobody wants to talk to anymore.
Yeah.
It's really important because they are the next generation. We need to help them.
I know. Our time is up because I know TV wants you. May I just ask how people can follow you or learn more about you?
The best thing is please hashtag Dare to Be Kind. My last name is impossible to write, even for me. So the easiest is hashtag Dare to Be Kind. Write something kind. Try to diffuse it. And you know what? With a simple smile, become an active witness by just smiling. Sit with someone at school. Sit with someone in the cafeteria where you work. Try to connect with the people that we forget, but that we see every single day. The person that gives you coffee at Starbucks. The person that says hello at the front desk. Those people, be kind to them. Don't start missing them when they're not there. They're in your environment. Don't go all the way in Africa to help someone. Go in a 2-mile radius and make and shake up your world.
God bless you, Gabriella. Thank you for coming.
Hashtag
Dare to Be Kind. Gabriella Von Ray with me on this bonus Woman's View.